Monday, 16 of October, and cloudy morning here in Oroville with soft drizzle on 27 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect cloudy and over the night overcast with a thunderstorm in spots with chance on precipitation on 41% and chance on thunderstorm on 60%. Temperatures will be ranging from low 26 to high 33 with heat index on 38 degrees Celsius. Westerly winds at 7 km per hour with occasional gusts on 15 km per hour. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 10%. Today, Monday, 16 of October at 5 p.m. in Sauchur at Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India, we are invited by the Oroville Safety and Security team to join them in an information meeting with the presence of their team. They will present their team, the work done since the beginning of their mandate, the difficulties they are facing, their plan development, and part of the meeting will be dedicated to your question in regard of their field of work. Our safety and security team are Carlos, Indra, Mathieu, Peter, Samuel, Shiva and Shrijita. On Monday, 23rd of October at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we invited to a general meeting or code of conduct because the FMC together with the working committee invites us to an information sharing session on the new code of conduct for all trusts and units of the Oroville Foundation, approved by governing board in the meeting of August 13-14. So they will share background and history of the document, current status of the document, and silent features and points to be aware of. The full code of conduct document can be reviewed on RNet. The new entry board will be selected by the working committee and the Oroville Council using the new fast-track selection process. This new entry board will be in place for some year. An announcement of the fast-track selection process was published in the news and notes on 30th of September. Under this new fast-track system, everyone listed in the register of residence is nominated as a member of the entry board. If you are registered in the register of residence, you are eligible to be a member of the new entry board and you will receive an email with details on Friday, 13th of October. Alternatively, you may also visit the Resident Assembly Service Office in Town Hall in first floor on Tuesday, 17th, and 24th and Thursday 19th and 26th of October between 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. to accept your nomination in case you are interested, or to decline if you are not interested to be a member of a new entry board. The deadline to accept or decline your nomination is Saturday 28th of October. Under this new system, you will not be able to nominate others by recommending their name to the Resident Assembly Service. In case you know a fellow Orovillian who you think is suitable for this work, they encourage you to ask him or her to accept his or her default nomination. And what is the entry board? The entry board reviews and approves applications for the various statuses as described on the new 2017 entry policy. The board will consist of 9 members, at least 6 of whom have been residents of Oroville for a minimum period of 5 years. The entry board is an integral part of the entry service along with the mentor pool and the entry secretariat. The Resident Assembly Service has announced the final list of participants for the 3-day selection process from 20th until 22nd of October for the new TTDC. All the nominees have gone through the feedback process conducted by the TFRC, Temporary Feedback Review Committee. You should note that the ongoing members of the Oroville Council, the Working Committee and the FMC are participating in this 3-day selection process. Tomorrow, Tuesday, 17 of October at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we will be exploring prosperity. The Explority Prosperity team invites us to come and share your knowledge, experiences, work and action, to deepen our commitment and to realignment to the vision. Let us this Diwali invoke Mahalakshmi collectively. Exploring Prosperity is an initiative to explore the potential of a collective process. And now regards the Deepavali celebrations, we will celebrate it together on Tuesday, 17th of October, in front of Solar Kitchen. It will start with dinner at Solar Kitchen Dining Hall at 6 p.m. At 7:30 there will be fireworks, but no noise, only light. And at 7:45 will be a cultural program by Oroville children and adults. The dinner is for Oroville community only, but you need to get a token, which are issued at Solar Kitchen today between 12 to 2 p.m. and between 5 to 6 p.m. and tomorrow between 12 to 2 p.m. by Salam of Matrimandir. Asa Upasana will celebrate Diwali, Festival of Light, and they are inviting us to celebration of Diwali in Upasana to join them for light, flowers and a light meal together on Thursday, 19 October between 6 to 9 p.m. at Upasana, of course, nearby CSR. The Pavilion of Tibetan Culture invites us for a discussion on Claude Sarpi's latest book on Saturday, 21st of October at 5:15. The event will be moderated by Lieutenant Jen Ashok Chatterjee, a former General Officer Commanding in Chief, Southern Command of the Indian Army. Post-retirement, he became a member of Oroville. The book was originally launched in the United Service Institution of India in Delhi on September 7, 2017 by Mr. Shiva Shankar Menon, former National Security Advisor and Foreign Secretary. And the book is about Tibet's system of governance, which had serious lacunas, but the land of snows was free and independent in October 1950, when Mao's regime decided to liberate it. Liberate from what was the question? And from TLC, they're announcing that they have issue 8 of the Squeak, a magazine by students of the learning community. Those are kids aged from 7 to 14 are supported in developing their writing and editing skills, not in class format, but through facilitation. You may also pick up the paper version at PTDC. And the printing of this issue was supported by Ecofen and by Issa Embaral and Sharanga Guesthouse, and they're grateful for that. But of course, you feel free to donate as little as you want to pick up the paper version, because they didn't cover full printing costs in this time, partly due to the GST. Jesse invites us to improvise theater games as a super easy, super fun set of simple games designed to quickly get anyone up on a stage performing short and original scenes and stories. Today, Monday 16 at 7:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion. For more information, you can call Jesse on 948-6623-749. On Wednesday, 18 of October, Solar Kitchen and La Terrasse are closed for Diwali celebration and they wish us Happy Diwali. Also, Oroville Bakery and Bakery Cafe will be closed on Wednesday, 18 of October, and they're asking you to pick up your Wednesday order on Tuesday, 17 of October. They also wish us Happy Diwali. Neem Tree will celebrate Diwali along with the Amma's family and friends because their chief will make a Diwali dish on that day. So invited to come and enjoy with them. But Mark's Cafe Roast and Taste at Kula Palayam and Dreamer's Cafe at Visitor Center will remain closed on 18 of October and they wish us Happy Diwali. Today at 6:30 p.m. at Bharat Nivas, there was screen Kiri Joshi, Let Us Work to Restore the Veda, Part 5, The Seven Rivers. And the mother wrote, "Perfection is not a maximum or an extreme. It is an equilibrium and harmonization." Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on oroville.org. And we wish you Happy Diwali, a celebration of light.